WTV.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the second time this week, President Trump is meeting with Republicans trying to shore up support for the GOP budget reconciliation bill. He's meeting this afternoon with holdouts of the Freedom Caucus at the White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, downplaying the troubles over the spending cuts and tax breaks.
There's a lot of listening and a lot of discussion. It's been very productive. The guys that still have concerns, we're working through. Everybody around here knows this is the process. This is what we do. It's a very deliberative, slow process sometimes. Sometimes it goes slower than most of us want, but that's how the founders designed this.
The Pentagon confirming it has accepted the Qatari plane, offered as a gift to the U.S. to use temporarily as Air Force One. That plane still needs to be retrofitted. Louisiana authorities say they've arrested two people for assisting several of the inmates who escaped the Orleans jail Friday. Five inmates have been captured. Five others remain on the loose. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in an address to Israel tonight, says Israel will control all of Gaza by the end of the war. Netanyahu defying international pressure to stop its military push into the war-torn Gaza Strip. ABC's Patrick Grievel has details.
Nearly 500 Palestinians have already been killed in the new offensive, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The UK, France and Canada have already demanded that Israel halt its offensive in the strongest terms yet. Now, Israel 2 days ago said it will allow a basic amount of food into Gaza. Yesterday said 93 trucks were let in, but it's not clear if they have reached people. And aid agencies have previously said it's nowhere near enough amid warnings that hundreds of thousands are facing starvation.
In New York City, the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs now in its 12th day. The music mogul has pled not guilty to charges. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get Memorial Day appliance savings at the Home Depot with up to 35% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. Whether storing weeknight dinners or packing coolers for the next sports practice, the Home Depot has the Whirlpool refrigerator with storage and ice capacity for everything you need to keep up. Celebrate Memorial Day with savings on select appliances at the Home Depot. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th, U.S. only, C-Store or online for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Tuesday was a day of action for gun violence prevention at the Capitol, with advocates and Democratic lawmakers pushing for gun safety. State Senator LaTanya Johnson.
The data is not complicated. Universal background checks, mandatory waiting periods, reporting requirements for lost and stolen guns, red flag laws. These are common sense protections that help save lives.
Republican lawmakers stripped firearms provisions out of Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget, but are offering a bill this session to exempt gun safes and gun locks from state sales tax. Governor Evers was asked about state budget negotiations as he kicked off his annual pothole patrol tour in Wausau Tuesday.
From my vantage point, we got to make sure our university system and our K through 12 system are doing well, and it's not doing well when we have people, school districts going to referendum every other year to keep their doors open.
The Democratic governor says it's too soon to say what tax cuts in the final budget might look like. The current two-year budget runs out at the end of June, and the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee is now on the budget for the next 2 years. At the Capitol Tuesday, a state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that would create a 30% tax incentive for film and TV productions in Wisconsin and create a state film office. Rachel Harrison is a Screen Actors Guild certified stunt performer born and raised in Wisconsin.
The film industry is a rare industry that is constantly expanding to keep up with the demand for more movies, TV shows, and advertisements. Attracting productions would create thousands of jobs and the opportunity for Wisconsin to get involved in the multi-billion dollar industry that is the film industry.
Wisconsin is one of four states with no dedicated film office and one of 13 not offering tax incentives for film or TV productions. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Durand Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Durand Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Advent Health and Security Financial Bank.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary today, with high temperatures still cool, only scraping about 50. Thankfully, the winds are much calmer today, but scattered showers still continue. Rain will start to wind down overnight, then the sunshine returns tomorrow and so does 60-degree temps. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 45.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello and welcome in to another episode of Agriculture of America, AOA. Good to have you with us here for the program powered by SEDEX. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Busy show today. Coming up, we're going to talk with the president of the American Soybean Association, Caleb Ragland, in just a moment. In segment two, Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing will be with us for a conversation about what is trending in this market trade as we near the Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up. We're going to dive in and get some perspective on the grain and livestock trade with Naomi. After the bottom of the hour, we'll have a conversation with Brian Jennings from the American Coalition for Ethanol. There's been a lot of talk about RVOs and the RFS and what is happening there with the EPA. We're going to get some updates on all of that and catch up with Brian. It's been a little while. We'll have him with us here in just a little bit. And at the end of the show, in our news headline segment, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins visited Nebraska this week, where she announced the Small Family Farms policy agenda and more. Farm and Ranch Media's Susan Littlefield was there. It's just down the road from her home, and she has a report for us on that visit to Nebraska. We'll get to that later in the show. Again, the program powered by Cenex. Premium diesel, the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cenex premium diesel fuels by visiting Cenex.com. Let's get started. Joining us, the president of the American Soybean Association, Caleb Ragland from Kentucky. Caleb, it's good to hear from you again. Hope all is well.
Good morning, Jesse. Good to be here.
So I want to start with this MAHA Commission report. I know ASA and many other major ag groups sending out a letter earlier this week ahead of this report. And Caleb, talk to us about this. We touched on this a little bit yesterday on the show. I know there's a lot of concern about what this report could say in regards to production agriculture. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jesse. The unknown and uncertainty is certainly concerning to us, and we want to we want to make sure that whatever is in this report is factually accurate and is science and research based and not just opinions and ideas from influencers and social media and so forth. The American farmer for a long time has been working hard to make America healthy, and I think we're doing it better than we ever have, and we have the data to back that up. Products that we produce are produced more efficiently and with less chemicals and pesticides, but we're also using those tools wisely and according to label, and they have been through extensive and exhaustive research that proves that they are safe to use according to the label, and we follow the rules, and we do a great job of producing safe and healthy and nutritious food for all Americans and for the world to enjoy. That's what helps us to produce the bountiful amount that we do and to have all of the great choices that we have. And we need to make sure that opinions of social media influencers and those who have agendas outside of purely healthy food don't come into play here and potentially damage the reputation of tools that are vital for helping the American farmer produce the food that and fiber and fuel that we need and help us feed the world.
Well, Caleb, I know your group's obviously trying to make this all known ahead of this report. I wonder your thoughts here. We don't know exactly what's going to be in this report yet until it's actually released. But if it is released and it is something that is negative to production agriculture, if that is the case in that event, what can farmers do to make their voice heard? Because I would have to think that's going to be the next step alongside, commodity organizations such as ASA to try and make their voice heard if this is a negative report.
Well, Jesse, I mean, we have nothing to hide with what we're doing. The tools we use and the way that we are producing food, this is the same food that my family and all America farmers' families are eating. It's not like that anything that we're scared of or think that's going to damage the health. I just read this morning that the average age of Americans has increased again last year compared to 2022. It's over 78 years on average now is the lifespan, and we're living longer. And you're not going to live longer if you're less healthy. So that's just one example of numbers that are on our side. But again, I would point to we have years and years of research, and it's exhaustive and done by many different firms and different sources, and we have just mounds of data that backs up the safety and the effectiveness of the tools we're using. We follow labels, we follow the rules, and the regulatory arm in this country is very strong, and it's not like we're out here willy-nilly just throw a little of this and a little of that out there and see what happens. But there's a high level of regulation and rules that are followed. Our farmers do that, and this is to help us have a food supply that not only is safe and bountiful but is also affordable for Americans. So that's why we have the great choices and the amount of food we do. It helps us to be able to afford it, and we have some of the lowest cost of food for our disposable income of anybody in the world. That so there's a lot of factors that come into play here, and sometimes when those when folks attack the things we're doing, they don't look at the whole the whole process either, and that's another point. But as far as if the report comes out very negative, we're going to continue to tell our story. We're going to talk about the process of how these tools that we use are brought to the market. I think a lot of Americans, just quite frankly, are not aware of all of the rules that are in place. They take it for granted because they've had it so good for so long. But we have to just explain the process and not let somebody at the microphone on social media get out there and just say it's bad because we say so. But, use science, use data, use research to prove that. And that's just not on their side. It's a religion instead of science that they're using to try to influence people.
Great perspective. We're going to watch this report when it is released. Caleb, we're almost out of time. We got just about 30 seconds here. Any thoughts real quick on the farm bill pieces in reconciliation we're watching work through the House this week?
Well, we appreciate the fact that they're trying to bring some of these important things that we have lobbied for years. I mean, we're 3 years overdue on getting a farm bill done. And I know that our leadership in the ag committees have been working hard. G.T. Thompson has been talking to us a lot, and among all the other leadership as well. And just hope that they're able to get these things put in, because we sorely need them. The farm economy's in crisis, and we need some good news.
We do. Caleb Ragland, American Soybean Association. Good to talk with you again. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
Back with more on AOA, powered by Cenex. We'll talk markets with Naomi Bloom on the way next. On the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discussed what crop inputs we import and why farmers need market access through trade with J.R. Raisner, Corn Board member from Indiana.
Potash is a big item in growing crops. Right now, we import about 90% of the potash that we use. Canada is our number one supplier. We also source from Russia, China, and Belarus. Making sure that we have that product available at a price that we can, afford to put that on the crop. We talked quite a bit about the input side and, the ability for the U.S. to produce and supply the inputs that we need. But as we look at the product we grow, nobody grows corn better than the U.S. farmer. And there's a lot of demand out there in having these trade deals in place, having access to these countries. Right now, we need those export markets to use the crops that we have.
Stay up to date and learn more at ncga.com.
As a truck driver, there's nothing I dislike more than water. On the road, on my windshield, and in my fuel tank. And what do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Roadmaster XL. A premium diesel fuel with a water management system that protects filters, pumps, and injectors better than any formula that's come before. Keeping my engine running stronger and longer. Cenex Roadmaster XL. Fueled by innovation. Power to perform.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, but it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To you by Cenex. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. Well, as we continue, let's take a look at what is happening in these markets as we near the end of the month of May, the Memorial Day holiday. And, you know, I think about this typically from Memorial Day to July 4th, we can see some seasonality in these grain markets. One of the things we want to talk about today with Naomi Bloom, Senior Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing. Naomi, it is good to hear from you again. Hope all is well.
Yeah, doing great here in this wet, soggy, windy, cold day in Wisconsin. But other than that, doing okay.
Well, you mentioned the weather. Let's start there before we talk some of the seasonality in this grain market. I know that, you know, you look at the crop progress numbers, for instance, those estimates on the surface, and things look pretty good in terms of pace nationwide. But I know some areas of the Eastern Corn Belt in particular have been pretty soggy and are woefully behind yet. I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's much weather premium factored into this grain market trade right now. Would you agree?
Well, we are just starting to see the weather premium start to come back into the marketplace. Because when you look at the breakdown on corn planted acres, you know, even though right now U.S. corn is 78% planted, we're really focused on Illinois, where 26% of that state is not planted. And that's southern Illinois, where things should be, you know, up and ankle high at least by now. And they're just really struggling to get anything in the ground. And so by the time they do get that planted, then they're going to be starting to face pollination at the worst time of summer. So the market is really in tune to that. And we're also watching Ohio at only 34% planted. It is a struggle bus over there. Farmers are really frustrated with their lack of progress. So because of that, and then along with now NOAA Weather Service agreeing with at least two other private weather forecasters that they think that July and August are going to be hot and dry, we saw fund traders start to buy back positions over the last couple days, with December corn futures posting a bullish reversal on the daily charts. And people, I think, and traders lost some of that smugness that it was going to be this great record crop. And now they're like, oh, well, maybe we should pull it back here a little bit and be mindful that Mother Nature is in charge.
Well, and thinking about this, and I'll weave in the seasonality thought here too. I know typically kind of this Memorial Day to July 4th window is when these grain markets have put in some rally in the past. You know, one has to wonder, are we setting ourselves up for some of that typical historic seasonality again across the grain trade, Naomi?
Oh, I think absolutely we are. And, you know, a lot of times between Mother's Day and Father's Day is when we get our December corn price high and even some of our November bean price highs. And then it can trickle into 4th of July, just depending on the year and the weather situation. But, you know, when you look back over the past, oh, about 15 years, you know, either, you know, the high really has a tendency to come in May or early June. And since we went into Mother's Day with prices on the low end of things and the market oversold, really makes me feel like we're going to see the market grind higher into June. But really be aware, you know, once we get close to that Father's Day time period and when we have that first glimpse of the weather forecast into July, that's when the marketplace can oftentimes have a price peak. So my encouragement to those listening would be really over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll probably get our summer price high and make sure you're ready to pull the trigger with cash sales. And then at that time, be thinking of ways that you can protect unpriced bushels if that's applicable to you.
I know funds have gone to the short side of this corn market pretty quickly, I would say. When you look at just that perspective here, is there any key that you're going to pay attention to with some of that fund algo type trade here in these grains, particularly on the corn side?
Yeah, absolutely. So they had gotten short about 83,000 contracts. That was announced on Friday afternoon, and that was current as of Tuesday last week. And now over the past few days here, we have seen them buy back some of those contracts. Not a large amount, but they're starting to back out of it. So what I'm watching for specifically on July corn, we are just almost back in that uptrend line, which had been established since last September. I mean, we are just pennies away from it. And so if July corn futures can get above 460, then it should trigger some technical buying, because then we would be back above the 200-day moving average and back above that uptrend line. And from there, it's 10-cent increments higher. The next resistance area after 460 is near 470, and then the 100-day moving average is at 480, and that would be the top of a very short-term downtrend line. But hey, if we can clear 480, then we've got really good outlook to see July corn at $5 futures, and then we'll see more funds exit short positions and potentially go long. Now, on the corn side of things, I am hearing really strong cash markets all of a sudden. A client near Urbana, Illinois, said that they were going to be offered $5 cash for some corn if they could bring it in this week. In Northwest Iowa, they're being offered positive basis. A client in Michigan said that they were being offered zero basis, and normally they have a negative basis. So we have a lot of ethanol plants and other end users who are also waking up to the fact that, hey, if there is a weather issue this summer, they need to get that corn in now so that way they can be set and secure through harvest, because prices could really explode higher because the demand has been so fantastic. And if we have a weather issue this summer, corn is so cheap right now comparatively to what it could be.
Naomi, I got to ask you about the cattle market trade here. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. I know we put in a pretty key bearish reversal last week. Then we kind of rallied on Friday in futures a little bit, yet this cattle market just, I don't know. One has to wonder if we put in a short-term top potentially here in cattle. What's your thoughts?
That's what we're all keeping an eye on. I mean, that bearish key reversal from last week still sticking out like a sore thumb for live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. And for the past three or four business days, live cattle futures and feeder cattle futures have just been trading cautiously between two different types of moving averages that have acted like support and resistance. So we haven't heard much for cash sales this week, and traders might be cautious to do too much ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report. So the on-feed number, the average estimate, 98.5%. The placement number, average estimate, 97.1%, with the marketed number at 96.8%. So that report comes out Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then we've got a three-day holiday weekend, so we won't know how trade wants to respond to it until Tuesday next week. So right now, from a technical standpoint, it looks like we might see some more profit taking and see that market push a little bit lower. But we'll see what Friday's cattle on feed report has to say, along with any cash trend direction as well.
I was going to say that cash trade has started to get, it's been disconnected, I would say, from futures, but it felt like we maybe started to narrow the gap a little bit, and now we're starting to get kind of diverged and disconnected to some degree again, I would say. Right, Naomi?
Yeah, that has been the case. And so we'll keep an eye, too, with any last-minute holiday demand heading into, of course, not only Memorial weekend, but then thinking ahead towards Father's Day and 4th of July. And we'll want to see what the weekly export sales have to say on Thursday morning. We had a decent number last week. We'll see if that trend can continue. And then also keep an eye on trade deals. I think that we've got Japan in Washington, D.C. this week, South Africa, India. So we might get a lot of news on the trade front, which could have some support for the cattle market as well.
Yeah, it could be interesting if we see a late weekend, holiday weekend news dump there on trade. Final thoughts, Naomi. We got about a minute here. Anything else you would mention that you're watching, or anything you'd reiterate to folks here today?
Well, again, it all boils down to weather and, of course, perception with markets. Seasonally, be mindful. Our rally for our summer rally oftentimes is between Mother's Day, Father's Day. And because we came into Mother's Day with cheap prices and prices now technically on charts, we're seeing corn wake up, soybeans wake up, the wheat market wake up. It feels like we're back to trading not just U.S. weather, but global weather. It's staying drier in the Black Sea region. That would be supportive for wheat. We're keeping an eye on the wheat market as far as the disease that continues to spread throughout Kansas and what that might do to that crop. And then, of course, we've got rainy conditions right now, which have been a blessing for some places, but it could be now burdensome to get the rest of the crop planted. and then summer weather forecast looking hot and dry. So you've got to be ready for anything and stay on your toes. But just make sure when you see the rally, pull the trigger and get those cash sales done.
Always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Naomi Bloom, Total Farm Marketing, good to hear from you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can learn more at TotalFarmMarketing.com. Up next on AOA, powered by Cenex. We'll talk to Brian Jennings from the America Coalition for Ethanol right after this. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 27 to 1922, July up 18 to 1921, August up 7 to 1913, September milk up 6 at 1914. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle are moving mostly lower. Now, the trade is somewhat concerned about some of the cash markets, as some of the packers may have already purchased cattle for the week. We are still seeing, though, some higher boxed beef prices, and that's helping the live cattle markets. Hogs have finally turned higher. Some higher pork cutout values have helped to support the market to move some of those prices higher. But again, the question is, will they be able to get past resistance levels and sustain higher than the resistance levels? So far, hogs haven't been able to do that. June live cattle up 20 cents to 213.37. May feeder cattle now up 10 cents to 296.10. And June hogs up 32 cents to 100.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly higher as cool, wet weather is slowing crop progress in many areas. And the wet weather is also providing some challenges to wrapping up planting in other areas. Short covering after oversold conditions still helping to support many of the grain complex, especially the wheat markets. New crop corn up 5.5 to 454. New crop beans up 13.5 to 10.54.5. July wheat up 7.5.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And ensure your machinery operates flawlessly even under the most challenging conditions with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel and Cenex Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oils. Visit Cenex.com today for more information. As we continue AOA here today, let's catch up with Brian Jennings, CEO for the American Coalition for Ethanol. Brian, it's good to hear from you again. Hope all is well.
Hey, Jesse, I'm really pleased to join you again. Thank you.
Let's start. We got a number of topics to dive into. I think top of mind is the latest surrounding the renewable volume obligations and what the blending requirements are going to look like and everything kind of saddled under the RFS here. There's been a lot of rumor out there in the news cycle that we would see these updated figures from the EPA and the administration. You know, originally it was by Memorial Day, and then we thought we'd see it earlier this month, and now maybe it could be this summer. Get us up to speed. What is the latest surrounding all this, Brian?
Yeah, there always are rumors out there, aren't there, about deadlines and the EPA on the RFS, and we live and die by those sometimes. But the latest, Jesse, is that last week, midweek, the Environmental Protection Agency sent the 2026 and 2027 renewable volume obligation proposal to the White House Office of Management and Budget. And for your listeners, that is a step required by law that EPA must take before they put the proposal out to the public for comment and reaction. And so right now, there's an interagency task force within the White House that is examining that proposal, meeting with stakeholders like ourselves and others, taking input. And I would expect sometime in June, we're about to the end of May here. I would expect sometime early to mid-June, we will see some sort of a proposal from EPA. And it's critical because this will mark the sort of the first indication that we get from the Trump EPA relative to what direction they want to take with the renewable fuel standard.
And that's a great point. There's been a lot of folks who think that the administration is going to be favorable towards the RFS, and maybe we could get some numbers, some figures out that are expanded from what we've seen in the past. That seems to be the ongoing theme. Now, again, that's rumor. We don't know until we know, but maybe you've heard some of that same from conversations you've had, Brian, that this administration could be rather favorable to everything moving forward with the RFS.
Yeah, I do think on the volume obligations themselves, we expect good news. I know that on the advanced biofuel side of things, for biodiesel and renewable diesel specifically, there is a highly anticipated expectation that those blending obligations for 2026 and 2027 will be significantly higher than what had been previously set. My organization, representing ethanol producers, is particularly interested in the conventional biofuel volumes, and we want to see something north of 15 billion gallons, if possible, Jesse. And that is in part because, you know, this ongoing sort of trade discussion and potential trade wars, if it disrupts any export market opportunities for us in ethanol, we want to see that made up here at home. We should be using more ethanol here at home, and the RFS is a tool to do so. I would say the one cautionary tale that I have for your listeners relative to this administration and the RFS is how they may choose to handle small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. You might recall under the first Trump administration, EPA began to issue several of these small refinery waivers, which we believe undermined physical blending of higher blends of ethanol. It drove down RIN credit prices, which are sort of the price signal for refiners to buy and blend more renewable fuels. So yes, we're expecting positive news on volumes, but it's to be determined, I would say, how the administration is going to handle small refinery exemptions going forward.
And I would just say real quick there, the SREs has almost been a dirty word in the ethanol industry, it feels like, Brian, for at least a decade, if not longer, it seems like. That's an ongoing issue from administration to administration, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has been a thorn in our side. This started under the first Trump administration. We had to go to court. We won some of those cases. We lost one of those cases. The Biden EPA, to their credit, did not issue very many of these SREs, hardly any at all. Now we have nearly 170 small refinery exemption petitions that are waiting action at EPA. We're just waiting for this administration to decide which direction they want to go. What we've always said is if you issue a small refinery waiver, that's fine as long as you reallocate the blending obligation that small refinery was supposed to have to other refiners so the overall renewable volume obligation stays whole. That's important to us. And so if this administration chooses to go down that route, which we think the courts have directed them to, we're going to be fine. We just don't know yet what direction they're going to take.
Brian Jennings with ACE joining us here today on the show. Brian, you mentioned trade a little bit ago. I want to talk about that. This framework deal with the United Kingdom that we saw come out earlier this month from the administration, there was mention of ethanol in there. It seems like this is going to be favorable for ethanol. Is that your view of that framework deal?
I agree. We do think it will be favorable. Now, I should point out we don't have very many details yet, and many of those need to be hammered out. However, the United Kingdom is the second most important export destination for U.S. ethanol, second only behind Canada. Last year, we shipped about 250 million gallons of ethanol to the U.K., and that was worth a little over $500 million. The administration has said that they've negotiated a duty-free sort of entry for U.S. ethanol where we could ship close to 400 million gallons to the United Kingdom that would be duty-free. So that would be a significant boost for us. And so we're just hopeful that this deal can get hammered out so we have more market access to the United Kingdom, and we'll see how that plays out.
How about, Brian, as we look over at the reconciliation process that's happening on Capitol Hill and some of the farm bill pieces that are in there and some of the climate smart programs, particular, you think about 45Z, that tax credit for SAF and things like that. What is your view on the reconciliation process that's happening right now and some of the impacts potentially for the ethanol industry and agriculture?
We're probably most focused on that 45Z clean fuel production credit that you mentioned, Jesse, in the House reconciliation package. We are very grateful that the bill would extend the life of that 45Z clean fuel tax credit to 2031 or through 2031, so giving a longer lifespan to that credit. We're also really pleased that it would restrict feedstocks to North American feedstocks only and limit some Chinese ownership of assets. And probably the best part of it is that they would restrict induced or indirect land use change from being from penalizing ethanol and other biofuels when it comes to determining emission rates under 45Z. And we've always questioned the theory behind indirect land use change. And so if this were to become law, that could be very beneficial. I think what we need to be cautious of is that this reconciliation process, it's going to take some time. The House Rules Committee is working on this right now. If they pass the bill, it will go to the full House. I know there's still some horse trading that may take place, so the language in the overall legislation may change. And then if the House passes it, the process sort of starts all over again in the Senate. So, we're a ways away from the final product here, but we like what we see so far on 45Z. And on the farm bill, if they can tuck in some funding under reconciliation and then write you know, the actual titles to the Farm Bill separately. If that's a way to protect some funding for the Farm Bill, I think that might be a good thing.
Brian, we got about a minute here. We should mention this as well. The American Coalition for Ethanol 38th Annual Conference is announced, and I know that's going to be this August, the 20th through the 22nd in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Is that right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. We're really pleased to be able to hold our conference at a brand new hotel and convention center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota this year on the 20th through the 22nd of August. As you said, we're putting together the agenda right now. We've invited some notable speakers that hopefully we'll be making some announcements on that soon. But it's just an opportunity for the ethanol industry and those who support and are interested in the ethanol industry to come together to talk about the priorities and the direction that we intend to take, how we are overcoming challenges and trying to unlock opportunities for ethanol producers well into the future.
And I know you guys have the theme Home Field Advantage this year for the conference. Folks can go to ethanol.org for more information and to stay updated on the agenda and more. Brian, always good to talk with you. We're up against the clock. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Jesse.
Brian Jennings, the CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol, joining us here today on AOA. Powered by Cenex Premium Diesel, the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cenex Premium Diesel at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll get a recap of Secretary Brooke Rollins' visit to Nebraska this week here on AOA.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ben, it's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
I'm Emmitt Smith. Pro football and fatherhood have taught me you need the right equipment for what life throws your way, including an opioid emergency. I've lost teammates and loved ones to opioid poisoning. It's the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. But now I have the power to save a life, and so do you. Lay, spray, stay. Three words to help save someone in need. Lay the person on their back. Use Narcan nasal spray as directed to reverse the effects of an opioid emergency. Dial 911 and stay with them until emergency help arrives. Continue to administer additional doses as needed. And opioid poisoning can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime. So learn the signs and symptoms of an opioid emergency and always be ready to rescue. Learn more at readytorescue.com.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine. Because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope, their hope.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Visit Cenex.com today for more. Well, earlier this week, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was visiting Nebraska, where she announced a few different initiatives, including the Farmers First Small Family Farms Policy Agenda. Farm and Ranch Media's Susan Littlefield lives just right down the road from where the secretary visited, and she has this report on the visit from the Ag Secretary to Nebraska.
During her time in Nebraska, the Ag Secretary had a variety of opportunities to interact with those in the ag industry. Roughly 86% of all farms in the United States are small family farms, and to ensure small family farms can start and stay in business, the USDA outlined a toolkit and of action, including the streamlining of the application process, improving reliable access to credit, farmland, and markets, and appropriate business planning tools, and sharing with us all the importance of having those boots on the ground.
Just finished our first international trip last week to England, but this is what and why I do what I do, and that is the opportunity to be in incredible states like Nebraska, meet extraordinary farmers and ranchers. We just finished an amazing round table with corn farmers, wheat farmers, pig farmers, cattle farmers, just everything you can imagine, and hearing directly from those farmers. I think we, at last count, in the last 90 days since I've been in office, I have met with over about 15 or 16 different states, over 1,000 different farmers and ranchers, and really working to listen to what it is that we need to do to ensure that we have the sustainable and thriving and prosperous future for our ag community. Listen, without that, this country will not be the same. America will not subsist and thrive without a strong and sustainable ag community.
And that farmer roundtable she talked about took place just outside of Valparaiso, Nebraska, at the Kurt Onotka Farm.
Well, when we got this phone call, I talked to the family and said, do you really want to do this? And they said, well, it's never probably going to happen again. So we took advantage of it, and we were very privileged honored and humbled to have those dignitaries here, especially the United States Secretary of Agriculture. And it's important to get the word out about agriculture.
And Kurt shared with me what he wanted to express to the Ag Secretary. They're a sixth generation independent farming operation.
My great grandpa started this, and we've been at it. Like my little granddaughters will be the sixth generation. You know, it's a great way of life. You know, there's some good times and bad times in agriculture, and we understand that. We try to manage for it. We try to grow our operation to be sustainable and things like that. And I wanted to get across to her that agriculture in Nebraska is the backbone of the state. But I think as the United States, agriculture is one of the main pillars of our nation. And I think some people in the cities across the United States don't understand that. They don't know where their food and fiber comes from, where their hamburger comes from, whatever. We need to make sure we get that message across to those people and know what we do.
And one of the youngest to participate in the roundtable with the Ag Secretary was Lucas Fricke. Lucas is a sixth-generation farmer raising hogs and row crops just outside of Ulysses, Nebraska.
This administration's tried to make itself different, that they want to be more accessible and stuff like that. And it was pretty cool that we could have a realistic conversation and say what was actually on our minds and not feel like we were going to get chastised or, you know, smeared or anything like that, but actually give a true opinion and say, hey, this is kind of how we're struggling. And I think everyone was respectful in that situation, but to actually say, farming is not all sunshine and rainbows. Yeah, we get to work outside, but there's a lot of rain clouds a lot of day. I say that very tongue-in-cheek because it's extremely dry, but it was nice, and it was very humbling to be able to say, hey, farming's not profitable. I don't know how to say it more nicely than that for a lot of people, but I think everyone can share that sentiment because it's been year over year over year of this, and there's only so much that people can take. And I think that there's, peeking through the packet that they handed out today, I haven't even read it all, it looks like they're trying to address that in the drain that we have on the small farm of completely moving away and trying to incentivize farmers to stay on the farm.
And what are those growing concerns as he looks at this year's crop?
Profitability is the biggest one. I mean, I think that's always on a farmer's mind, but we have had consistent year over year over year, especially for row crop. Pork is what we're also in. I mean, I wish I could say it was in cattle, but, you know, I don't have that windfall coming. But overall, that's that profitability number. And are we going to be able to not just make ends meet? Are we going to be able to make minimum payments? And as a farmer, that's a really scary situation. And I say this from a complete place of privilege. My family has worked extremely hard to get where we're at. And you feel this when you start taking over and you start doing that job is, I don't want to screw up what's been done for me. And that's, I think, where a lot of other people are feeling like this profitability, like we have to have something good happen to be able to continue this for the next year. And so I think that's where one of the biggest issues in 25 is people are like, we're going to be able to make ends meet, not just ends meet to, you know, have a nice Christmas, but ends meet as in make the payments so we don't get foreclosed upon. Because I've heard the horror stories already of people not being able to pay their seed bill or their chemical bill or situations like that because they don't have the money to do it.
And for Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen, it was an opportunity to showcase what his state does in agriculture.
So it was awesome for her to come and kick the tires, meet the people, because I keep bragging about Nebraska. It's the people that has made Nebraska agriculture through innovation and irrigation and precision farming, where we raise more per acre than anyone in the world, and how great we take care of our aquifer and how our cattle industry has exploded because of renewable fuels. So that's really a big deal. So, you know, we've been about food security, feeding the world, and now in the last 25 to 30 years as the ethanol industry has evolved and the impact it's had on feeding livestock and the impact it's had on blending with gas and oil is a really, really important piece for her to fully understand. And
I'm Susan Littlefield.
Now, thanks, Susan, for that wrap-up from the Secretary's visit. You can find more at agricultureofamerica.com. We're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from Alexander Dunn with Crop Life America and talk markets with Mike Zuzolo. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to come.
Cool. Oh,
hi. Welcome to IKEA. How can I help?
Isn't this the parking lot of my daughter's ballet class?
It sure is, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some spring items.
Yeah, I'm hosting a barbecue this week. I completely forgot and need everything.
With delivery or pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA literally anywhere.
Convenient. Wait, where are you going?
The next car over just placed an IKEA order too. Busy morning.
You're amazing.
Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Order from IKEA online and get affordable delivery or choose from thousands of pickup locations.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Father's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for dads and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the second time this week, President Trump is meeting with Republicans trying to shore up support for the GOP budget reconciliation bill. He's meeting this afternoon with...